Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Wiener, actually Dr. Bob Wiener, who is the owner of Totally Carpet. Bob, how you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Kemp.
Good to be with you. It's been a few years since we've done an interview. You've just opened a new carpet mill based in Dalton, focused in the contract market. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's remind our listeners a little bit of your background. Hopefully you don't mind me saying this because it's in one of your press releases. You are somewhere around the age of 70.
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, and you've been in this business. Plus. You've been in this business for a long time. You actually graduated with a PhD from Purdue University in 1969.
That's right.
And you worked for Roman Haas as their director of fiber research.
That's right. I wasn't exactly director, but I was in fiber research and developed ecstatic, anti-static fiber.
All right. And you actually have some patent in that area, I believe.
Yes, I do.
And then you started Harbinger in 79.
80.
Oh, 80. Okay.
January 1st.
Okay.
Still close.
All right, good. Which ultimately was sold to Mohawk. And then you started Print Street, which ultimately was sold to Interface in 94.
Correct.
And then Constantine, you started, which you started that as a residential brand, and after a few years, switched over and focused on the commercial market. Ultimately, Millikan was attracted to that and purchased that, and you worked for Millikan for a while. Now you've started Totally.
That's exactly right.
Up to this point, three very successful brands that I think sold for a premium to some large companies, and now you're back to do it again, right?
I'm going to try. Yes, I think I've got another slant that's going to work. All three of those companies, by the way, have one thing in common. They were all based on making carpet in somewhat of a different way that addressed somewhat what I thought was something lacking in the marketplace that I would have interest to the interior design community, the architectural and design community, based on both the aesthetics and the performance and the service levels of the products, where you could modify the products quickly, timely, and in a very responsive way to the various tastes and the various project needs that designers have. So all three of those had that characteristic, as does Totally Enterprises. It'll have that characteristic as well.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you, is the fit. How does it fit in the marketplace? Obviously, it's on the boutique side, but tell us a little bit more about where it fits.
Well, first of all, as everybody I'm sure is aware, the industry has really consolidated dramatically over the years. And there's some very big players now with the Shaws and the Tandises and the Mohawks and Interface. The result of some of that consolidation is that the service levels and the flexibility and the uniqueness of styling of mills, I think, has become a little less prevalent, a little more suffering. And I think that we can do some things with unique styling. We've got some inventions, one is which was called cortexing, that creates new yarn combinations, new yarn visibilities that give you unique products. And we think that we can create styling that gives functional products, that gives very aesthetically pleasing products, that gives very usable products, gives timeless products that the A&D communities will embrace, but gives it with a lot of flexibility, a lot of very quick service, a lot of ways that the designers can use us, a very comfortable approach to filling out their projects' needs. Mm-hmm. And we think we can do that better than the larger mills that have become more and more set in their way, so to speak, from their size, the needs of their size. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think I am.
One of the things for sure is that a boutique mill can certainly be nimble and perhaps serve the marketplace by not trying to be all things to all people. Let me just ask you, without getting into too much detail about all the different options that are out there as far as whether something is tufted or woven or printed or solution dyed or modular or broadloom, give us a little bit of the flavor of what you're going to put together.
Well, first of all our styles are going to be composed of solution dyed yarns. We're going to try to use a pretty broad color palette of solution dyed yarn availabilities. We've got tufting machinery. We've slightly modified some of it to give some unique nature to our products. It has to do with the density and the way the colors diffuse within the products. We've also developed this yarn combining technique we call cortexing that we've applied for patent on, and that's a unique invention of ours, and that'll facilitate even more styling variability. All our products, being composed of solution dyed yarns, will be low, dense, very functional, very durable, and very aesthetically pleasing. All our styles, which will be presented in a series of books as we go forward, which is not unusual for a carpet mill, we'll have one after another of running line products, but each of those will also have a variety of variations that are available of the products within those books, whether it's weight, whether it's scale, whether it's some color variations, things that give the designers the ability to approach a project. Most projects are not one room. They're an area here, an area there, another area, and they want some coordinating feature to go through all those areas. Well, by doing this, when giving the variability that you can get of the various products in the books, we'll be able to offer that, all with good service, all with good sample service and production service and delivery service. All our products will have some quick ship items available within them so that there'll always be service that's guaranteed on some of these items and so forth. It's all going to be very, very attractive from a service level, from a performance level, and from an aesthetic level to the A&D community. It'll be popular budgets, whatever that means. None of it's going to be really low weight. It'll all be at least in the mid-20s to the upper 30s, some into the 40s, 50s, and even the 60-ounce weights for the more elegant products. But the idea is to make something that's better, but still price it reasonably from what the value delivers.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. I hope that gives you some picture of it.
It does. One last question, I guess, is whether it'll be both modular and broadloom?
Absolutely. The styles that lend themselves nicely to tiles will be available as broadloom and modular and modular tile. The styles that don't will just be available as broadloom. However, all our styles could be made into tiles, and our tiles would be guaranteed to be flat and square. The limiting factor, of course, is how the seams would look. So style, even though we say is not recommended for a tile, if a designer absolutely insisted on using it as a tile, we would make it as a tile, but then they'd have to deal with the relatively unattractive visibility of the seams. So we're just trying to guide them in the proper way to make a nice-looking tile installation out of our products that are available as tiles. And most of our products will be available both as broadloom and tile.
Well, as you've proven in the past, it sounds like you're on top of your game. I guess the only one other question I might have is channel to market. You will be offering these through what, independent reps, or how are you?
Independent reps, and as we get going, we'll start hiring some salespeople that are company salespeople. You do it territory by territory, marketplace by marketplace, trying to use the best strategy to get the best sales effort going in each area within limited budget constraints, obviously.
Okay, and if somebody wants to see some of these styles, is there a place you can go to
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, you think I know a website offhand? Of course I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that, but I have people here that do.
Okay. Actually, I do see your website here. It's www.totallycarpet.com.
Excellent. You can tell how old I am just by how fluent I am in the World Wide Web.
That's all right, Bob. Well, Bob, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Bob Wiener, who is the owner of Totally Enterprises, the owner of Totally Carpet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDeli.net.